Phase A, Developing a Common Vision. Developing a common vision is the foundation of any successful endeavor, where the group unites around a shared purpose and direction. This phase begins by identifying core values, aspirations, and guiding principles that resonate with everyone involved. Individuals are encouraged to reflect and breathe life into their personal visions, which are then shared to create fertile ground for collaboration and resource pooling. By finding common elements among these visions, the group can craft a compelling and inspiring shared vision that motivates and aligns their collective effort. Beyond motivation, a common vision acts as a compass for decision-making, guiding the group when faced with challenges. It also plays a crucial role in resolving conflicts, offering a shared framework to assess which course of action best aligns with the group's purpose, values, and principles to accomplish the desired goal. Additionally, the vision provides a benchmark for measuring progress, helping the group evaluate whether they are moving in the right direction and achieving their goals. The process of creating a shared vision requires introspection, open communication, and collaborative decision-making. By dedicating time and effort to this process, a group can lay the foundation for cohesion, purpose, and long-term success. Note that all these steps are something you should do individually as well. But for the group vision, composing a team is the key to participation and inclusivity by recognizing that people have innate power, wisdom, and authority that they can tap on to achieve what matters in their lives and as a whole. It also engenders a strategy of empowering weak members in the group by recognizing that they also have a role to play. Exercise. Envision your future. Here are some best practices and steps to help a group come up with a shared vision. 1. Begin by explaining the importance and purpose of a shared vision. Ensure that everyone understands that this vision is where their individual visions overlap with others' visions and that the shared vision will guide the group's decisions and actions. 2. Ask, what could you create as a group in 1 year? A. Individual reflection. Encourage each group member to spend some quiet time reflecting on their personal vision for the group. Ask them to close their eyes and really imagine what achieving the vision looks like. Encourage them to consider all 6 forms of resources: social, human or spiritual, political or governance, physical or infrastructure, natural, and financial. For more on these, see the definitions in Phase B below. B. Pair or small group decisions. Once individuals have reflected on their own, ask them to pair up or form small groups. These smaller settings allow people to share their individual visions, perhaps drawing them or using other creative ways to express their ideas. C. Combining visions. After the pair or small group discussions, bring these smaller groups together to share their visions with the larger group. Encourage them to identify common themes, ideas, or goals that emerge from the discussions. This format can be done in many ways, such as 1 minute for solo contemplation, 2 minutes for discussion in pairs, 4 minutes for discussion in groups of 4, and 5 minutes for discussion in groups of 8, and so on until you have the entire group working together. A group of 20 people should take roughly 2 hours for such a session. 3. Creating a draft vision. Based on the common elements identified, create a draft vision statement. This statement should be concise, clear, and inspiring, encapsulating the collective aspirations of the group. Note that visual depictions such as art or diagrams help us all really see and feel more clearly what it is we are creating. 4. Feedback and revision. Share the draft vision with the entire group and solicit feedback. Be open to suggestions and ensure that everyone's voice is heard. Revise the vision based on the feedback received. 5. Finalizing the vision. Once the group is satisfied with the revised vision statement, finalize it. This shared vision should be something that all group members feel connected to and motivated by. 6. Communicating the vision. Ensure that the vision is communicated clearly and regularly to all group members. It should be a living document that guides the group's actions and decisions. 7. Remember, creating and holding a shared vision is not a one-time activity, but a continuous process that may need to be revisited and revised as the group evolves and circumstances change. The important thing is that the vision remains a true reflection of the group's collective aspirations and provides a clear direction for their journey. Case study. Phase A. This case study is based on the work of Emma Onyango, an amazing community steward and grassroots economist whom I've had the pleasure of knowing for over a decade. We even spent time in jail together and won a precedent-setting court case to honour the rights of people to practice their traditions, as discussed earlier. I will continue this case study at the end of each phase as a way of providing practical ideas to bridge the theory in the above sections. Emma owned a small hair salon in a coastal town where she keenly felt the seasonal ebb and flow of cash. Whenever off-peak months arrived, people delayed their visits, pushing her into her own cash crunch. Inspired by an example she heard about in another community, she decided to try a new approach. She resolved to become a steward of a local economic network rooted in mutual support and the traditions of rotating labour. To begin, she reached out to 5 of her most trusted neighbours: Yusuf, a grocery shop owner, Jane, a tailor, Grace, an at-home baker, Kevin, a versatile carpenter and handyman, and Beatrice, a teacher who tutored children in the afternoons. They all met one evening in Emma's salon, where she served tea and bread, spending just a few dollars on refreshments. Each neighbour spoke of cash shortages during the tourist off-season, when incomes dropped and debt piled up. Emma then proposed an idea. What if they could rely less on scarce money by exchanging goods and services without cash? Interested in the idea, the neighbours agreed to try the visionary approach, and each of them took time during the meeting to develop their own individual visions for the current year. They finally came back together to create a shared vision and included Emma's idea that they could pool their commitments to provide goods and services in order to reach their own visions. Together they wrote about their visions and even drew a picture that went up on the wall of Emma's salon.